Good evening and welcome to Kitzvah Anarchyomi for the 12th of Kislev. Baruch Hashem, Habalin Litova. We're getting closer and closer to Hanukkah. As Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy, people should not use the participating in the Kitzvah Yomi as an opportunity to miss out to learn Hilchos Chanukah. Definitely an opportunity to learn and learn and learn Gishmak. Okay, so today we're continuing the halachas. We're up to Simen Chavav Sif Gimel, and live audience over here is going somewhere. But oh, look at these guys, looking very nice and handsome on the live Zoom. Good to see everybody. Anyway, I have to focus, my dear friends. But we're up to Sif Gimel. We're talking about the halachas of something super duper happy and positive. The halachas of Kaddish. Okay, we're learning that up to Sif Gimel. Im yesh b'beis haknesses gam yard site. Oh, the live audience is back. Im yesh b'beis haknesses gam yard site. If in addition, we've been talking about the halachas of a person who has to say Kaddish. Let's say, for example, a person, somebody who's nifter, and he's in the middle of Shiva or he's in the middle of Shloshim. What we said is that he takes precedence. He gets to push away anybody else who might be davening in Shul at that time because he's in Shiva or he's in Shloshim. Sif Gimel, Im yesh b'beis haknesses gam yard site. If aside from this mourner, meaning a person who's in Shiva, there's also a person there who has yard site. So what do you do in that case? Of conflict, Azayma ben Shiva hu katan. That if the mourner is within the Shiva, meaning the guy who's in the middle of Shiva is a minor, meaning is under the age of 13, and he's a young kid who's 10, 11, 12 years old who goes to shul every day of Shiva, Yeshla Yartzeit Kaddish Echad. The person who's in the middle of Yartzeit, he is entitled to one Kaddish. V'im Yesh Harbi Yartzeit, if there are many people who have Yartzeits that day, Yeshla Echad Kaddish Echad, each one is entitled to say one Kaddish, and you'll understand a big confusion here in just a moment. Even if the minor, young kid who's in Shiva, will be pushed away entirely because all of the people who have Yartzeit get one Kaddish, similarly, if there's a person who's within Shleishim, the 30 days of the burial of the person who is Nifter, he is also entitled to get a Kaddish. Let's say there are a lot of people who are in the middle of Shloshim in a katan ben Shiva, Nitcha Machmos Legamri. So then a yard site can push him out totally. But Shloshim cannot push out a kid who is in Shiva. What if he's an adult? And he does not usually go to shul for all 7 days of Shiva. Even if he has a minyan in his own home, but when he comes to shul on Shabbos, because even the avelim in the middle of Shiva, they go to shul on Shabbos. He, this person who's in the middle of Shiva and he's an adult, he gets every kaddish in shul. If there is a yard site in shul at the same time, this person who's an adult in the middle of Shiva, he still gets all the kaddishes. There's an obvious question that hopefully everyone's thinking about. We'll address in just a second. Milvad kaddish echad, except for one kaddish, yatilu olav goyro. If there's one kaddish that the person who has Shiva is not going to say because there are people of Yartzeit, so that one kaddish is put up for a raffle, and the person who wins that raffle gets to say that kaddish. However, if the 7 days of mourning were suspended, like we said yesterday, if a person's in the middle of Shiva and a holiday occurs during his Shiva, so it cancels out his Shiva, but he still says Kaddish and he still has his Shleishim halachis, but he doesn't have the morning halachis, he could shower, etc. Or, for example, let's say a person's family member died during Yom Tov, and therefore he's not saying Shiva during Yom Tov, but he is saying Kaddish. Azai yesh lo din katan, and the law that applies to a minor applies to him as well. Because as he's permitted to attend the shul every single day, so therefore he has the same halacha as about a person who goes to shul. Now it seems very, very clear in all of these halachas that we're only allowing one person to say Kaddish at a time. It doesn't sound like we allow for simultaneous Kaddishes. Nowadays, if you have more than one Avil and Shul, then you have 15 people saying Kaddish Nebuch, and they all stand around the bima, and they all say Kaddish. But there's a good many sources that say that there should be only one person saying Kaddish at a time. We do not like to have more than one person say Kaddish. In fact, if anyone goes to Washington Heights, not many places still have this, but if you go to Washington Heights, in Washington Heights, they only allow a certain person to say Kaddish. A person cannot just go in there and say that he has to say Kaddish and he wants to say Kaddish. He needs to get permission to be that one person who is going to say Kaddish. Sif Dalet. Ben Shiva Katayin, a minor who is within the Shiva, Uben Shiva Gadol, B'Shabbos Kishabal B'Shabbos, and an adult who is within Shiva, and they are both in Shul on Shabbos. So you have a child who's saying Kaddish and is in the middle of Shiva, and you have an adult who has to say Kaddish and is in the middle of Shiva, and they both come to Shul on Shabbos, Shavim B'Kaddish, and they are equally entitled to recite Kaddish. Now, in note 22, it says, although the minor may attend the synagogue all week, and the adult may not, since they are both within the same mourning period, they are equally entitled. Let's say there are three people who need Kaddish in Shul. One of them is a guy who has Yartzeh, and then there's an adult who is in Shiva, and a child is in Shiva, who nidche machmas agadol. He is displaced by the adult mourner who's in the middle of the Shiva, and therefore the person who says Yartzeh, who has Yartzeh, it gets totally knocked out. I have to just pause here. There's a person here on the Zoom who's looking very, very handsome by Achasna. Yeah, Atzlacha u'bracha. Therefore, Yesh la'agadol kaddish echad yesher min hakatan. The adult who is in the middle of Shiva gets one more kaddish than the minor who's in the middle of Shiva. Meaning, there is going to be the gadol and the katan, the child is in the middle of Shiva and the adult is in the middle of Shiva, split the kaddishes in shul. But when there is a yahrzeit in shul also, the child who's in the middle of Shiva has to give up one of his kaddishes to the person who has a yahrzeit. Again, very interesting halachas, which don't seem to be applicable nowadays because nowadays everyone says kaddish. Sif, hey, yahrzeit v'chein ben shleishim. Again, we're going through a lot of halachas. It's a little nitty-gritty, like somebody once said in our group who listened to more of the recordings and also in live share, but somebody said that that we should make a chart for this. Now, I don't want to make a chart for this one because this is perhaps to some a little bit of a depressing topic about who says Kaddish when there is a Yahrzeit versus a Shleishim versus a Shiva. But it is something that perhaps needs a chart. Sif hey, Yahrzeit v'chein ben Shleishim. If there's a person who has a Yahrzeit and there's a person who is also within Shleishim of 30 days of the burial of his parents, Kaidmin l'shar avelim shehim b'seich hashana, both of these people, they get to say Kaddish before somebody else who's within the year of Avilus. Now, it's important to know, Baruch Hashem, many people are not aware of this because they're not in this type of situation. A year of Avilus only applies for a person's parent. Other halachas of Avilus might apply to somebody who has when non-parent relative is nifter, but a year of Avilus only applies for a parent. When we call Magan Yishlahem, law says Gam Lahem Eza Kaddishim. However, they should offer even those mourners who are within the year some opportunity to say Kaddish. So again, if there's only one Kaddish being said in Shul by one person at a time, so then a person who has Yartzeh and a person who has Shleishim, they get to say every Kaddish. But it's proper for them to give somebody else who is within the year one of the Kaddishes in Shul. The Yesh Linoig, Shekaddish Derabbanan, it should be instituted, therefore, that Kaddish Derabbanan, which is the Kaddish that is said after Karbonis in the morning, before Mizmor Shir, according to Mishnah Ashkenaz, and also at the very, very end of davening, also after the Keteres, at the end of davening in Nusach Svar and Nusach Agra. So that Kaddish Derabbanan, Vigam Kaddish Lachar Aleinu, and also the Kaddish that is said after Aleinu, Yia La Yartzeit El Ben Shleishim, that certainly should be taken by a person who has a Yartzeit that day or is within Shleishim. Ushar Kaddishim Ushar Avelim, but the rest of the Kaddishes throughout the rest of the davening, it should be given to the other in the mourners who are within a year of the Shiva, in Yeshanan Kiminyan HaKadishim, if there are as many other mourners as the number of remaining opportunities to say Kaddish. Meaning, if you have five other Kaddishes in davening, besides for the Kaddish after Aleinu, and aside from Kaddish Derabbanan, that should be given to each of the mourners. It does sound like if there are less mourners than that, then they can be taken, those extra ones will be taken by a person who has Yartzeit or has Shleishim. Again, I'm just reading this one last time. This only applies when only one person is saying Kaddish. Sif Vav, Yartzeit uben Shleishim. When a Yartzeit observer and a Shleishim mourner both like to say Kaddish, Hecha de'ikaravcha, if there's room for both of them to say Kaddish, let's say there's an area for them to split, ben Shleishim kaidim, so then the person who's in Shleishim comes before the person who's in Yartzeit. And if there's three, so then the Yartzeit gets one Kaddish and the Shleishim gets two. If there are a lot of people who have Yartzeits, Yesh l'chol echad Kaddish echad, all the Yartzeit people get one Kaddish. Ben Shleishim, even though the Shleishim might be totally removed, meaning if really there's tons of people who need Yartzeit and there's no Kaddishes left, the people who get Yartzeit go first. Mishum Shahu, because the person who's in Shleishim can say it tomorrow. If the Yartzeit person doesn't say it today, offers money, he'll never have another opportunity until next year to daven for the person that was nifter. Siv Zion. Im yesh shnei avelim, if there are two people who are exactly in the same status of mourning, yatilu gerel b'nei, like we said earlier, they make a raffle to see who gets to go first and who gets the more cottages. Umisha ola hagera lemer arvis. If a person gets the lottery and on his lottery ticket it says that he gets the kaddish at Meiriv, yesh lasheni keneged zeh, the other person shall receive correspondingly kaddish echad. Shachris, he gets the Kaddish of Shachris, but loy girl, once you pull out the lottery ticket and you got Meiriv, meaning the beginning of the day of that Avelos, so then the next person gets Shachris, but loy girl, without doing a lottery. Like Kaddish of Shlishi, and regarding the third Kaddish, Yatilu girl, then you should make another lottery for the next after Shachris girl. Similarly, if there are many mourners, Gam Kain Matil and Girl, everybody does lotteries to be able to figure out who wins. And the person who wins the first lottery, he cannot get back into lottery actually until everybody says Kaddish. I just want to once we're already talking about lotteries, I might as well throw this in quickly that I have a dear friend. He's always talking about needing money and this, that. So whenever the lottery gets up to like $1.5 billion, I always make sure to buy four lottery tickets. One I buy for myself, another one I buy for this dear friend of mine, and then another one I buy for my brother, and then another one I buy for another fellow who's always complaining about money. So I whenever I buy this, and if they lose, I always tell them that I give Hashem an easy opportunity to make them into billionaires. Hashem chose not to make them into a billionaire, so therefore they should stop davening to be such billionaires. Perhaps it's incorrect, but it's definitely a useful opportunity to think about what you really think is important in life. Sif ches hatoyshev kaidem lo ereach. Now, let's say you have a guest who comes into a different community and he wants to say Kaddish, but there is also a resident of that community who wants to say Kaddish. Yeah, look at this. Another the li one of our major live audience members has joined the Zoom. So let's say there is a person who is joining the community to say Kaddish, but he's not part of the community itself. So we're not talking about a person who's a middle shiva. The yard site of yard site. Let's say you have a person who's a yard site who's a guest and also a resident of that town, resident of that shul, who goes ain la reklam. The guest gets nothing. Then shleishim. Now, what if it's a this? There's a resident who's in shleishim, and then you also have a resident who is within his year of avelos, the yard site erech, and you have a yard site. A guest who's a yahrzeit. So you have three people in shul. One's a shleishim, one's in the year of Avelos, and one has a yahrzeit, but he's a guest. So then yesh la'ireach kaddish echad. So the guest who has a yahrzeit, he gets one kaddish. Bim yesh yahrzeit toshav ben shleishim toshav. If you have a resident who has a yahrzeit and a resident who's in shleishim, the yahrzeit erech, and you have a guest who has a yahrzeit, yesh gam kin la'ireach kaddish echad. So once again, the guest who has a yahrzeit would get a kaddish. It's useful halachas. And the resident yahrzeit fellow, he cannot turn to the guest yahrzeit person and say, I get to go first, and you're out of here. Because the guest who has a yahrzeit can say, I'm not taking one of your kaddishes to the yahrzeit resident. Rather, you could say, I'm taking it from the shleishim resident, and that he's permitted to do. And once again, the person who is a resident who has the yahrzeit, he gets to say the first kaddish. The yahrzeit oirach kaddisheni, and the person who is the guest yahrzeit, he says the second kaddish, ben shleishim kaddish lishi, and once again, the person who's in shleishim gets the third kaddish. Once again, we're seeing how important it is that a person daven on the yahrzeit of a parent. People don't recognize the value of a yahrzeit. I was listening to a very important shir. A person was saying what a schus it is for the neshama of the nifter to be able to, for people to say, to learn a mishnah for him. A mishnah for the nifter is so powerful. As we know, the word mishnah is the same letters as neshama. It helps a person's neshama. So it was said, why am I going to only learn Mishnayos for someone who passed away? Why shouldn't I do a Mishnah for myself too? I should do a Mishnah for my own neshamas. The person learned Mishnah as well. It's a tremendous schus on the yard side daven for somebody else. It's also a tremendous schus for also a person daven for themselves. Sif test. If you have a guest who is in Shleishim, v'tayshav tachshana, and you have the resident who's in the year, shavim, they're equal, and they have to split it. Sif yud. We're doing two more after this. Yartzai Toshav lets you have a resident who is in Yartzai, Uben Shloshim Oirech, and you have a guest who is in Shloshim, Yemer HaToshav Kaddish Rishon Visheni. So then the resident who has a Yartzai, he gets to say the first and the second Kaddish, and the Oirech has Shlishi, gets the third Kaddish. Sifyud Aleph, Oirech B'Seich Hashana. If you have a guest who's in the, within the year of mourning, Yesh Le Kaddish Echad, he gets to have one Kaddish again, B'Seich Avilim Toshavim. Among the resident mourners, B'Seich Hashana, who are within the year, he gets to have one, as since he is also in the year of his availus, even though he's a guest. Sif Yud Beis, the final Sif. Taishav Nikra L'inyan Zeh. What is it? What do you have to have? What's the quality you need to be considered a resident of that town in order to have so much precedence in the halachas of Kaddish? So, kol sheyesh lekan diras keva afal pisha in a peri mas. If a person has a permanent home here, even if he's not required to pay taxes, halachic taxes, or yishu perei kan mas afal pisha in a darkan, or he pays taxes but he does not have a permanent resident. Residents here, umisha balikan mimakam acher, and so those people are considered a resident. But if you have somebody who comes from another locale, loyimer kadosh acher over the imeshayu darim kan, and his parents lived here, he was never a resident here. Let's say you have a person, he lives in Brooklyn, but his parents lived in Miami. So, and he comes down to Miami to say kadosh in the place of his parents, afvi shehim ahayu teishavim kan, even though the parents are residents in Miami, mikol makam nevertheless, kibin shal ben azay in a dar kan vein a perei kan mas, since the son is not considered a resident because he doesn't live here, he hasn't paid any taxes here, Ainlai Din Taishav is not considered a resident. Balabai Shemach Malamina Misharis, if you have a member of the community and he has paid for a tutor, maybe for his children, or he has paid for an assistant in that town, Imei Panuim, if they are not married, Nikraim Kan Taishavim, so the a tutor or that assistant, even though they might be from out of town, but since they're not married, so they're considered having lived with the person who hired them to live in their house for now, even if it's a temporary time. But if this tutor who's living by the kid he's tutoring, or this assistant who's living by his boss, he has the wife out in Omaha, Nebraska, they are considered guests in this town, and they really live in Omaha. Oh, a Talmud in yeshiva. Or you have a tutor who works for everyone in town, and he's the local tutor, even if he lives in Omaha. They have the halachas of residence, because they are totally dedicated and consistent in this town. Person who raises an orphan in his home, even if he's paid, he's like a foster parent who's paid foster parent. If this child doesn't have a father or mother, he's a total orphan. Then he's considered a local resident. But if he has one of his parents living in someplace else, even if he's being raised, even if somebody is raising him here as an act of charity, he is considered a guest. Of course, many of the halachas which we learned today did cover a lot of ground. Is certainly for a bit sadder. We are going to be finishing these halachas tomorrow, actually one more day, on these halachas. And again, it's a lot of specificity of knowing what to do in a shul. This happens all the time, because even though it doesn't happen by Kaddish, it does happen when a person's davening for the omen. Who gets to go first? And it causes terrible, terrible, terrible fights. Totally needed to be avoided, these fights. It's never a schus for the nifter if they're fighting. Everyone should have bracha. Ve ha'atzlacha.